Bessie Bookless Cast, and today is August 13th, 1974, and here is Mrs. Katz.
I came from Ballina Gubernia, the city of the name Siamis, and I left to America. I was 15 years old. Should I get it today? 1913. I left to America, and I stayed with my sister, Rose. Then I went to work, and I was making $6.50 a week, and I paid her $2.50 board. The rest I had myself. That wasn't enough. I went and I got a job for Saturday night and Sunday working in ice cream parlor. I worked all through, and then after I got a raise in the mill, Tillerson's Mill, and I got more money, and I worked all the way till I married Max Bookless.
How did you meet Mr. Bookless?
He was peddling milk and delivering milk to my house, to my sister's house, and that's how we met. My father never wanted to come to America. Then 6 months after I left, he came by himself. Then after we decided to bring the family, so the war broke out and we couldn't get him. So my mother died in Europe through the war.
It's World War I.
Yes, the World War I. And then the children were all separated. They didn't know from each other. So we went and we got an agent from New York. We sent him $500 and he found them all. And then they came here, and they lived in Great Barrington. And then Pauline came, she lived with me all those years.
Well, that's Pauline, Robin, and Holman.
Holman, yeah. And the boys stayed in Great Barrington. Another sister of mine got married, she lived, was in Great Barrington. Another sister, she got married, she went to New York.
What did they, your family do in Great Barrington?
My father was a junk dealer. Junk dealer.
Yeah.
And then my father got sick, so he came to Pittsfield and he died. My husband died first. He got my husband. I was actually going to say it. You got it already? When I met Mr. Bookless.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
I met him, and then, well, we got married. I lived, and he was a milkman. Then after that, he was for himself for many years. We lived on Robbers Avenue. And when he got killed, I and my children took care of the business for a year. There was the wartime.
World War II?
Two. And I used to get up 3 o'clock in the morning and make the hot water ready for the men to come in to wash the bottles. And Rita and Esther used to go out early in the morning every day, delivering the milk with a truck and pick up the cases and go themselves because you couldn't get no help at the wartime. So I had it for 1 year, just 1945, and the war stopped when I sold it. And then the girls went to work. Show them where they worked. Esther worked in my Mike Ravager's store, and Rita worked in the time.
What happened to your husband?
He got killed through a ladder. He fell off a ladder.
Oh.
And then I was left with a boy, and I had to make a bar mitzvah. We celebrated 25th anniversary yet, and my husband was there. Then after me, so I made a bar mitzvah, we all went through the school, and my son graduated high school, and I had a sign for him. He went into the service in the Air Force, and he was 4 years in the Air Force, and he went to Providence, then he met a girl, and he got married. So then, and after Aline got married, and I was all by myself in the house. All the son. I don't remember what I was doing.
Aline was the baby. Was
my
Aline
son.
The baby? Oh,
my,
your son,
my
was,
son
the
was the baby. And Aline was the poor. And they opened it up, the ladies' aid. We were the first one in a group. We had to meet in a house to have the meetings. And we only paid $1.50 a year dues. And so, to learn little by little, we had a bigger crowd, and we were late as eight, so the sisters took it over. And I was very active in the late as eight. We had run the sales, if you can remember. So anyway, we used to make over $600 sale in the run the sale, but we used to have the sales on North Street. And I never missed a run the sale. I always used to help them out. And until now I couldn't do it so much. I did do the later day, but I couldn't do so much as I did the beginning. But sisterhood now, where they have it.
What, in the Ladies' Aid, what were the things that you, your first project that you did in Ladies' Aid?
And well, the first we got together, with that, those years, people didn't have the money. The Ladies' Aid used to give it to them, called for peso or matzah. Nobody knew from each other what we were doing for them. We used to give it to them. But God bless, Mrs. Brown came to the meeting where we had a little group, and she said, why we have to spend money to give our people, we haven't got so much. Why the gentle people go to the welfare? Why don't we are paying taxes, yeah, I'll never forget. And she said, let them go too, to the welfare and get it. And some of them did. I know the names where they went and they got it. And then the ladies, they didn't have to give out so much money. We had to give them that time, they have coal, we have to give them coal. We have to give them grocery, we had to give them a Passover. And I was on the board at that time. Be abstinent to members of the board. So I wasn't the president. The answer, I wasn't. I was a worker for everything, but not to be a president.
Can you remember some of the names of the ladies that you first got together with? Can you recall some of the names?
Well,
that's all right. Well, we can just name me.
I can't think of a name right off the street. Mrs. Coleman was active, too. And I always knew her. She died and lived on Bradford Street. And, of course, B. Epstein, Mrs. Coleman, Mrs. Green was the president then. Mrs. Goodman was not here. Dora Goodman.
Did you have parties or?
No. We didn't have no activities. We didn't know that to do with those things. We just had the meetings and we see everything should be right. There's no Bessie Goldstein. She's still living. We used to help her a lot. An old maid. I don't know where she is now.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know where she is.
Molly Potinsky and I, we worked very hard all the time for all the rum sales. And that's how we used to make money, and we used to bring it into Ladies' Aid, and they had money to work with. And then we always had a store on our street. We used to pay $5 for the 3 days in the store.
And then Mrs. Selkowitz, we interviewed Mrs. Selkowitz, and she mentioned that there was a lady who used to sing at the meetings. Do you remember who it was? She used to entertain or play piano.
Well, you didn't have no piano.
Or something.
I don't remember Mrs. Selkowitz used to come to the meetings.
Decided to have, so you had it already, the one was $5 for the dinner.
Yeah.
And then they went to raise, and we said that I think it's too much. And I still remember Bessie, her name is, he's Greek, he married to a Jewish girl. What's his name? He's a...
Rose.
Yeah, Rose. She was there and she said, it is enough. They shouldn't raise. And it was commotion, but then after they went up and they went and we had a little dinner. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't do it. We had to be everything in the shoe. We only had the one room in the back of the kitchen. Downstairs.
Is that the shoe on Linden Street?
On Linden Street, yeah. And that's where we started the latest day. Mm-hmm. And the kitchen was in the back and it was just our room, so we couldn't do much.
Yeah.
We couldn't go up to shul upstairs, you know. We were downstairs.
That was just the ladies, huh? The ladies.
Yeah, just the ladies. Just the ladies.
Yeah. What other organization were you active in? Did you do anything for the synagogue or Hadassah?
Well, Hadassah, I was always trying. You know, I always was for Hadassah.
Yeah.
As much as I could, I was on calling list all the time for the sisterhood and for Hadassah I was on calling list. Mm-hmm. I always used to call when they have meetings or they're going to have the dinner, donor dinner. I always had to call them up. I had a big page, and when they used to have the new sale, I had to call them up too. I used to do a lot.
Yeah,
I got to wait. I just go to the meeting. That's all.
Oh, well, you did your share.
I really tried my best. Mm-hmm. I tried everything to help as much as I could. But I got sick.
Do you remember any high points in certain Jewish activities in Pittsfield? Any special events that you remember over the years that?
Well, I don't know. Like you said, Secunda give you, and she give you, used to holler, 3 pound bananas for a quarter. He used to come to my house.
Oh,
he used to come and holler, you know. And And we used to buy bananas and used to sell them. He lived and he opened a little house on Robbins Avenue. And he had a secondhand store. That time. And he opened another one on North Street. North Street, you meant to say. It's a gold mine. But, of course, you know, like my family, the Booklesses, they were in the milk business too. Booklesses, then we had dance to Sam Booklesses.
Yeah.
See, when my husband came, he worked for him. And after he opened the business himself.
Where did your husband come from? What country?
You also come from Valina Gubernia, but it's a different place. We got to get a different where I was. And then, I don't know if you wanted, but you know, if you wanted about, we were a member for 50 years in the show. So they, I don't know, they don't do it no more. We're not sure with you, I don't know, just wait.
Max passed 50 years, and Mrs. Max passed 1968, isn't it? They were members 50 years of Knesset Israel Synagogue and received members certificates honoring you.
Well, they had a big dinner down in the shul. This one you were mayor. And I married him off. And then I had a make-up bar mitzvah for my son. And he went to school all the way. And then he, when he got, just when he graduated high school, he enlisted. They didn't want to take him because he wasn't old enough. And I had a sign for him. The man had to come to my house, beg me. And he was 4 years to the day, and then he went to Providence to college. And he got married, and he moved to Rochester, New York. And he's got three children now. Two girls and one boy.
What does your son do in Rochester?
In Rochester? He's in business for carpeting. And then I was left all alone, and all my children were married. So then I stayed in a big house on Robbins Avenue. I had 8 rooms. And I moved here. And then, I don't know, all my children were married then.
So you moved to 311 Elm Street?
Yeah, I lived. I lived 113 Robbins Avenue, and I moved to almost to 311.
The same
numbers, yeah. And then I don't know if I could tell you how long I was a widow.
Yeah.
Still, I married Max Katz. And we only lived very happy 3 years. Now left alone. And I have 9 grandchildren in Boston, Worcester, Pittsburgh, Rochester.
You're not too alone.
No, but thank you.
Well, you have your 2 grandchildren right upstairs. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Mark, that's Mark and Robert.
And Mark is going to college?
Yeah, he's leaving college. The first. He's going down to Boston. He's working out in the bank. So,
he works at the City Savings Bank.
Yes.
We see him there.
Oh, my child plays on the City Savings Bank team.
You know, just going back a little bit.
Yes, dear.
In the Depression, did you suffer during the Depression, the 30s? Did your business suffer?
Well,
did you suffer financially?
In Europe, you mean?
No, in the Depression in the 30s.
No,
I
didn't. I worked. And I made, like I said, what I made, so little. And I got along, and I was dressed nice. And it seems I was always with people. And my sister lived on another street, if you would know.
What year did you get married to Mr. Booklet?
I married 1919.
So then during the Depression, you were married already?
Yeah.
And you had your children?
Yes. Yes, I had all my children. The boys, the
baby. I guess people needed milk. You know, if they were going to buy something, they'd buy the milk.
Oh, we used to sell all the milk. I used to sell 12 cases of milk in the house. Because those years, they didn't go into stores to buy milk. They knew they had to come to the milkman. And I used to make butter, I used to make cheese, and sell it.
Oh. Do you remember how much you sold it for at the time?
For 35 cents a pound.
For the butter?
For the butter.
Oh, and how much did the milk cost?
The milk was that time, was I think it was 8 cents, 12 cents after that. But I used to make about 25 pounds of cheese. And then I had a turner, and I used to turn and make the butter.
Who taught you how to do this?
Believe me, my husband never let me go into the dairy. He said, my work is in the house. When that happened, I went in and I knew how to work in the dairy, fixed the pasteurizer. We had a pasteurizer. We were the first ones, when it came out of the epidemic, we were the first ones to put in a pasteurizer. And after that, I used to walk in. I walked in when it happened. The milk was all bottled, and the girls went out and delivered it because, you know, the customers. They knew, you know, the girls. Not, I don't know, what's in the book, you know. He was laying that time the head in the house. He was laying in the house the night and day at that time they had to deliver milk 2 o'clock in the morning every day. So Rita and Esther. Mike Kravitz was very good to Esther. He let her go out and help Rita deliver the milk, and then she'd come to work, just like she worked. It's very good.
So she worked long hours?
He let her help Rita. He didn't care. She would come to work. He didn't mark her for being like dark, because she'd come in late, and he didn't care. It was very good.
So you worked along with your husband, actually. But you worked in the house.
Yeah, I was just in the house. But afterwards, I had to work in the dairy. And I worked for 1 year. I used to go 3 o'clock. Everybody would say, oh, somebody's going to take me away. I would be glad to see somebody. I used to go, there was coal. We have to make fire by coal. So I had to make the hot water ready. So I was picking the shovels up coal and put it in the boiler, make the fire and have the bottles ready, fix up the cases. I was stronger then. And have everything. We had all the dairy. The Jewish milkman used to pasteurize milk by us, because we were the only pasteurizer.
Oh,
after Shemit's father had a pasteurizer. We were the only one. First time we put it in, because I made 5 garages out of the dairy afterwards. So big. We had Willie Cohn, we had Chastney, we had Perlmutter, we had Patinsky. They all used to come to us to get the pasteurized milk, because they weren't allowed to paddle raw milk.
And these people sold milk?
Then they paddle milk. Sure. They all paddle milk.
Back then, there must have been many more milk dealers. I mean, now there's a few, but then...
Nathan Booklis was pasteurized milk by us, too. And they were all... Biala was pasteurized milk by us. Mr. Biala is my brother-in-law. And we had all those Jewish dealers. One, Clement, was. After that, I couldn't do it anymore, so I sold it. Made him take over until I sold it. 1945, I sold the business. Just the day that the war stopped.
How come there were so many Jewish milk dealers?
Well, that's all they were making a living.
They were junk dealers and milk dealers.
That's all.
Yeah. How did your husband get into the milk?
Well, when he came to Pittsfield, he came down to Booker's, and Booker's peddling with a horse, and he was peddling with a horse. He was delivering milk, and he worked for him. And after that, he went and he got a business himself, and we were for ourselves. And they were peddling with a horse.
What did he do in Europe? Did he come over when he was very young?
Well, I don't know. He was young also. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was about 16. But he didn't come to Pittsfield. He came someplace else.
Do you remember anything about your life in Europe?
I was too young to remember anything. What did I do? I didn't know anything.
Oh, were you just glad to forget it?
Huh?
Were you just glad to forget it?
Well, it wasn't hard. That's all I used to do. My grandmother and my grandfather, they used to live 3 miles away from us. And I used to walk to them. It was nothing. We used to walk. And I remember she used to stay on the hill and watch for us coming. She was afraid nobody should grab us, but we walked 3 miles to make it to our grandmother and grandfather. I would go alone, if not, I would walk to one of them.
What kind of business did your father have in
Europe? Well, my father had a business. They don't have it here. You had machinery. You know those lambs, when you give the lambs haircuts, you take the wool and run over the machine and make it fine, and then you make material. Then you get to the farmer, they bring hay, straw high, and you have to cut. You have machinists to cut to feed the horses. So he had four horses going the back, machinists going all around, and he had the machine inside, and it was cutting.
Like baling hay.
Yeah, that's why he never went to America to do that. And then, if you know, there's a cereal. We used to make a cereal with kasha, and he had the machinery to
those
go through.
Those are called ropes in English.
To go through and make kasha. So you had, and then they press like for oil presses. They have them from oil to make press on to sell it. He had such a business, my father. He didn't need America. But then in Europe, when a child is born, they never put the date that should be in the mark, you know. You could go to the city hall and get it. So then they were chasing him for one son was born, and they haven't got it. So didn't happen. He went to America, so he was afraid to be in trouble. So that's how he made up his mind. And he came to America, my father.
You mentioned before your sister came first.
Yes, my sister came first.
Now, why did she come first? Did she marry somebody?
I'll tell you another story. Fanny Binder, and Mike Roberman, they're my cousins. So their father, my father sent him to America. And he didn't want to go. And when he baked the bologna, those wash and everything for him to go. Then after, my sister, Fanny's sister, her mother, and Mike, They came together here. That's how I came after her. She came with them. I don't know what the other.
Well, you were interested in coming.
Well, I remember when my sister was leaving, I was sitting at a table. I remember her and my mother was baking everything for you. And I remember seeing them through the window going away. And I always wanted, that's why I made up my mind. My mother said, I'm just like the birds. When they can't fly, I see them. After they fly, I don't see them anymore. I could still remember their words. And I made up my mind I wanted to go, and I didn't care. I had a nice trip when I went by myself. All alone, I didn't get lost and everything.
Did you get seasick?
Huh?
Did you get seasick?
No, well, I did on the boat. I left my trunk there with my papers, my citizen, you know, the passport and everything. Yeah. I left everything, and I was glad to get out. Now, I don't know if you got tape. Now, I wanted to become a citizen. I wrote to Forbes. I wrote to the Cancer Guard. I wrote to Relation Society. Nobody knew how I came in. And I couldn't remember the name of the ship. So it took me all those years. All of a sudden, I dreamt Rotterdam. And I went, and I got my papers. And I'm a citizen. How you like that? And I got the first papers, and they couldn't give it to me because I didn't have the name of the ship. And they wouldn't give it to me. I went twice. I couldn't get it. So I wrote all over, and I won. Then they wrote to me, if I pay $18, I'll become a citizen, but I can't vote. I didn't want that. So and all of a sudden, I dreamt, and I went, and I told them the name of the ship, and I got my citizen papers.
It was the right ship. They were able to check.
Yeah, it was the right ship, and I got it.
Now, do you have any memories of arriving in New York?
No, I came to Castle Garden, and they came and met me and brought me right here to Pittsburgh.
Oh, I see, okay. So I didn't have to stay over in New York.
No, I didn't have to stay. They knew I was coming, and my sister and my brother came. See, my brother was here, too, Nathan.
Well, some of the people said they saw certain groups for the first time.
I didn't like them. They were given there at the time we were going down. They were giving bananas. Oh, and I couldn't eat them. The top of the terrible. They remember. And here I eat them, and they are. I do remember. They are.
Two people mentioned the bananas. That they, you know, it was a strange thing. They had never seen.
And I was most was German people when I was on the traveling.
I talked about your single, you know, what you did as a single girl.
We used to go out and met a crowd, boys and girls. We used to meet in the houses. And we used to enjoy ourselves and go down to the show. We went to the movies only for 10 cents with the spa. And now with the palaces, we used to go 10 cents to go in. And then we go in a house and we enjoy ourselves that way. And there's a crowd, Mr. Gold and...
tell the name.
Sam Gold, and there was one that Gansy was in, is in Great Barrington. I don't know if he's living there yet. And we were all, Sadie Wiener, we always used to be, she's in North Adams now, and we always used to be in her house together.
And now Sadie Wiener, is that her married name?
That was her married name. She lives in North Adams now, I don't know what her name now. And we also always used to be meet all together.
Did you go to the lake, or did you go to a
dance? No, we didn't have a car then to go.
Yeah, no, by trolley car.
Well, we couldn't go. We didn't go much that time.
Yeah.
Well, I did. No, that's true. I did went, and I had a ride, and we used to spend Sundays. I even had a picture sitting in another lake there. We went out together, and we took the bus. Trolley car used to call it time. And we spent the afternoon with a crowd of us, boys and girls. The girls that nobody here, Sadie Covers, was my girlfriend. Together.
Did all the young women work at the mill, or did they work in stores?
They worked. You know, Ann Hammers, you know, her name was, Grady Friedman's sister-in-law.
No.
Yeah, you know, Hoffman. And she worked in the mill with me. She lives near the shore. We worked in the Tillerson's mill.
You and Ann Hoff.
Ann Hoff. We worked there. And Fanny Binder worked that time, too. And her sister, Bessie Jabalski, who worked that time. But after that, we were making more money than I did at the beginning. We worked ourselves up.
What exactly did you do in the mill?
Hmm?
What was your job?
They put rolls of thread, and we rolled it on rolls. And after, they were weaving and making cloth.
So you rolled the rolls of thread?
Yes, we rolled the cloth, and then we weighed it. This spool, great big spool like that, and they were checking out how much money we made, and then with a piece of already. And then there was a weaver who was weaving and making the material. They're all colors.
Where was Tillotson's Mill?
Tillotson's Mill, where New England Furniture, the whole building was Tillotson's Mill. That's why I went, and I walked way from the North Street way up there.
That must have been at least over 2 miles, wasn't it?
Well, we walked every morning.
What were your hours for working?
We used to go over in the morning, about 8 o'clock. I think we worked at 5:30.
So you had to leave the house early in the morning?
Early morning, no matter what storm, what weather was. We put up I put up our pants on and walked in the snow, deep snow, and walked up there, no ride. I didn't. That time, we didn't know my mother was dead or not. It was in the wartime.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Springfield. We just had a group of there. We just had the family. Not even my sister, just the brothers who went by car. And we got Mary Stella Fruppadale we had in Springfield. And then my sister had a little lunch. So, nothing.
So you didn't have a special wedding in Pittsfield?
No, because I didn't want it because we didn't know about my mother.
But, Miss Douglas described she was married in
1919. I got married.
Anything else you want to tell us? Do you want to tell us about your sister and helping your sister with the baby?
Rose?
Or
Jacqueline?
Jacqueline
Vaughn?
Yeah.
Okay, if you want.
Go ahead.
When Rose gave birth to Jack Martin, was twins. So one, Jack was born, and the other one, the doctor said, Mrs. Martin, I got to call my son because another baby's going to come. So by the time he went for the horse to bring his son, he came back, the baby was dead. So he took the baby out, he put it on the table, and I was the nurse to help him, to give him things, to put something for the baby, and help my sister. And she was in bed, and I was just like a nurse in the house with her.
You took off from work?
Yes, I stayed out of work and helped her out, because she didn't have nobody to take care of her. I had to be with her. But Jack was a very healthy-looking baby when he was born.
Jack Martin?
Yeah. And then afterwards, when she got on her feet, I went back to work.
Did you help out much with other sisters or relatives?
Well, nobody was then. Except for Pauline, I did. After Pauline stayed with me, I did a lot for her. She stayed with me. Till she got married. She went to New York, and she got married in New York. To home. But she stayed with me after that. She couldn't stay with her stepmother. So I did a lot.
Did you visit back and forth much in Great Barrington with your family?
Yes. When my husband was living, we always took a ride to my father. He used to go on to some place. He never tells me. He just goes straight to Great Barrington, say hello to my father, and come back. And then after my father got sick, he lived by my sister's room, and when he went and picked up my father and he picked up all his things, he comes in the house, he brings him in the house. My father said he forgot his feet. So my husband went to Max Booklist, came right back to Great Barrington, he's got his feet, and brought him back, and then he could have his supper. But when my husband got killed, my father used to tell me, now don't cry, don't cry. He used to cry himself. My father died 2 months after my husband. He took the house because he liked it. My husband left a very good name. Of course, Max gets too. But everybody liked him. And all the people, where they owned us money, when my husband got killed, they all sent me the money where they owned, when I didn't even know they owned me money. They all, and all were out of hand. They sent them. Yeah, Mrs. Biala is a sister to my husband, Max. And my husband was the baby. There were 8 children, and she's the only one left from the 8 children, Mrs. Biala.
And she was a bookless.
She was a bookless, and I was a bookless. Yeah. She has 4 children, Mrs. Biala. Bertha, Birch, it's her daughter.
Kabarska?
Birch.
Birch?
Yeah.
Birch. Isn't he a state trooper?
Yeah. That's her daughter. Yeah, she works in Eden.
And the other children live here, or?
Well, she only has Milton and Bertha.
Oh,
one daughter lives in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And one is away.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Bookus was a brother to my husband. Same. Well, there were 8 children altogether. She's the only one left.
Did all 8 children live here, or did they all come here?
No, they were in New York. They were all over. And some of them died in Odessa.